talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
Go tell that long-tongued liar. Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. Going right to the front lines of history in the making. And boy, is it being made, I'll tell you, right after our Friday show. Literally right after our Friday show, President Biden announced that there is an imminent attack being planned by ISIS or the Taliban. You know, people say, well, you know, the Taliban, we should negotiate with them. They're against ISIS. The truth of the matter is the suicide bomber that got through and killed 13 American Marines, Navy corpsmen and soldiers, and almost 200 Afghans was let through by Taliban guards. He was let through by Taliban guards. I don't trust anybody over there. In any event, there was an imminent attack, which we thwarted. Biden ordered a drone strike on a car bomb. You know, if you load a car up with enough explosives, I mean, that's a bomb, a real bomb. We droned the car, it blew up, killed some of the people involved. There were secondary explosions. It neutralized that particular attack and held them off for that period of time. The reports from Kabul right now are that there are rockets flying across the air as military jets leave. The final people leaving, the self-imposed deadline, which is tomorrow, which we should not have. We simply imposed it ourselves. We didn't negotiate it. Trump recognized the Taliban. You know that. Trump ordered the release of 5,000 ISIS and Taliban terrorists as a, quote, gesture of goodwill, end quote. You don't show goodwill to Nazis. He not only recognized them, he said he was going to bring them to Camp David. Then he met with them in Vienna, very high profile, elevated their stature, demoralized the Afghan government, demoralized the Afghan army, did not include the Afghan government. So we know all of that. And he agreed to leave by May 1. Well, May 1 came along and Biden said, we're not leaving by May 1. And he should have left it at that. Should have said, well, we'll be leaving in due course. But he extended it to August 31. That was a mistake. Because when we said we're not leaving on May 1 and the Taliban started to attack in some of the rural provinces, the Afghan army did stand up to them. And we did give them air support and contractor support. And this thing could have been done a lot more orderly. Biden's had no choice. His hand had been forced after what Trump did. I mean, the truth of the matter is that once you have a president of the United States, even a crooked one like Trump, agreeing with terrorists like this, very, very hard to put the genie back in the bottle, very, very hard to remoralize instead of demoralize the Afghan government and army. But in any event, it is what it is. We've gotten out about 114,000 people. The remaining people are going to be our soldiers still there and our diplomats. There are, in my view, from what I've seen from the news, still some Americans there. Many of them are Afghans who got American citizenship or green cards and were back visiting family, probably trying to get their family to the airport and didn't succeed, so they're still there. So they're not going to stick out like a sore thumb, but, you know, word gets around. They're in danger. They are in jeopardy, and they've got to be gotten out. So Jake Sullivan, the National Security Advisor, said that the evacuation efforts will continue. They just aren't going to continue with a military presence of the United States at the Kabul airport. So, who fired these rockets that are going across the sky in Kabul as we speak and for the last 10, 12 hours? They say nobody knows, but the air missile defense systems have been activating all the time. The truth of the matter is the jihad is ultimately a nihilist vandal doctrine to simply subjugate a host population into converting to the desired religion. But here, the host population already is Sunni Muslim. This is a fight among Sunni Muslims as to who should be more pure. In other words, the Taliban want to impose Sharia, Islamic law. It's a brutal kind of law. Executions for minor things, mistreatment of women, and so on. But why is there an apparent conflict between the Taliban and ISIS? They're both Sunni Muslims, and they both are in the extreme violent wing of it. And it's somewhat tribal. It's also somewhat ethnic. There's a racial aspect to this. Some of the ISIS people that come in, ISIS Pakistan, for instance, ISIS-K, Khoristan, they call it. They're Pakistani, the Afghans. You'd think it's the same thing. It really isn't. In any event, they supposedly fight each other, but when it comes to the United States, they are cooperating. The Taliban government cannot be trusted. It's not going to end up being a government very long. So there you have it right now. I will say, how would you like to be in the last plane to leave Kabul? The last plane of Marines, the last pilots. There are people on the ground, all the Taliban, all of ISIS who would like to shoot it down. I'm sure there's a contingency plan, but in my view, I think what's going to have to happen is that we're going to have air support, drive everybody out of the airport and bomb the perimeter of the airport to let these guys out. An Islamic culture like that cannot be converted to democracy. It's as simple as that. So stand by. That's the update right now as we speak. If it changes during the course of the show, we'll let you know. And then, of course, in tomorrow's show. Well, let's get back to a little piece of good news in Wisconsin. When I say good news, this is simply the Republican Party, at least one leader in the Republican Party, showing a slight deviation, from simply flat-out destruction of our democracy and what they've been up to. And here's who it is. They have a majority leader, Jim Steinke. Jim Steinke, majority leader, right-wing, is no good as all the rest of them. But he came out and said, when Tommy Thompson just flat-out took the position that suing the University of Wisconsin and suing him for the mask mandate, go ahead. Leave him to do his job. If they overturn the mask mandate and the vaccine mandate at UW, they're going to have Zoom instruction all year, just like last year. And that is devastating. At some point, these kids start college last year and they go Zoom. They go Zoom the whole time. And many of them went Zoom the 3 months of the second semester the previous year, basically the second semester. If they have to do Zoom now, they'll have done 2.5 years of college just sitting there in front of a screen. And I can tell you that is not an education. That's not the best education. There's not the interaction with other students, the interaction with professors, the conversations. 90% of what you learn in school, you learn from the other students, not from the professors. You have your books, you read them, your experiments, you do them. But the truth of the matter is 90% of it comes from your interaction with the other students. This is especially true in the lower grades. I mean, how do you Zoom kindergarten? How do you Zoom first grade, second grade, third grade? You can't. But these kids can't get vaccinated because they're under 12. And these kids, they have to be educated. So if they happen to have parents, loving parents, and one of the parent, and maybe they alternate, is able to sit with that child through the session and in effect be a teacher's aide, that's great. But there's a lot of kids. There are a lot of kids who are the products of in single family homes with mothers who do not know about computers. Some of them don't have computers. What about homeless kids? Do you know that in Milwaukee, there are a number of kids in Milwaukee public schools who are homeless? They show up every day having slept in a different bed the night before, or God forbid, under a bridge in warm weather. Really? So how do they get educated on Zoom? They don't get educated on Zoom. Well, Tommy Thompson can't affect that, but he's really stood tall. Anyway, Steinke came out with a statement. He said, quote, suing the UW over control of COVID policy would just cause confusion. For the first time, somebody, some nut in the leadership of the Republican Party is saying the obvious. They talked about local control for years. They didn't mean a bit of it. They're trying to ram QAnon-type doctrine on masks and vaccines down everybody's throat. Enough's enough. Steinke finally, and he only did it, I think, my belief is he only did it because Tommy Thompson is well-regarded in the Republican Party. Four-term governor. And the idea of suing Tommy Thompson is repugnant. So there you have it. It may be that the rest will back off. I don't know, but it puts a lot of pressure on him. On the other hand, maybe they throw him out as majority leader because they're all crazy. And that's possible too. I would suspect it's the other, that they will stand by. Hopefully not sue the UW. Going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.